Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Ooh, Super Bowl's coming up, and everybody invites you over, and they say, oh, bring something. You're like, ah, I got nothing. Well, I'm Scott on SOS Radio. I invited my friend Chef Philip Dell in today. He's competed on lots of shows on the Food Network and the Cooking Channel. Actually, he's a champion on Chopped, was just recently named Industry Chef of the Year. Philip, when you get invited to one of those big game parties and your friends say, bring a dish to pass, bring an appetizer, something to munch on, they don't mean a bag of chips.
You know, Scott, the classics never get old. When I was growing up, my mom used to make little smoky sausages and put them in barbecue sauce and a little grape jelly in the crock pot. It's so good, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things that's like, it's not very gourmet, chef. Okay, well, here's how you make them gourmet. And I'm just telling you, this takes it to another level, man. You take sweet and spicy candied jalapenos. Now, you can get them in the jar. They're in the supermarket. Okay, and if you can't find the candied ones, just get like the sliced jalapenos that are in a jar, you know. And if you want to sweeten them up a little bit, you can drain off the liquid, put a little bit of maybe agave nectar or some honey on them, and become sweet and spicy. All right, then what you do is you wrap the little smoky in a one slice of the sweet and spicy jalapeno and wrap it in bacon. And then put a little barbecue seasoning on them, put them in your smoker or on your grill. I like to do it a little bit longer because I like to render out some of that fat and get a little crispy. So I did 275 in my oven or in my smoker or on my grill. It usually takes about 45 minutes or so to kind of render out that fat. If you want to go faster, you can go 325. Just make sure that you, if you're using like a maple bacon or something, you want to make sure you don't burn it. So just kind of pay attention to that. So once they come out of the oven, then you can dip them in barbecue sauce. You can glaze them with a little bit of honey. There's a hot honey out there called Mike's Hot Honey. It's really, really good. You can make your own hot honey. In fact, just take some honey, take some jalapenos, just a touch of water, and put it in a bowl, put it in the microwave, or put it on the stove, and kind of just heat it up and let some of those natural oils come out and make it a little spicy and sweet. It's really, really good. Or you can just do what my mom did. She, you know, she just took like a little bit of grape jelly, usually like a 50-50 mix of grape jelly and barbecue sauce, your favorite one. I have mine, Sweet Addiction. And then you put them, the two together inside of a pot. You can either be on the stove or on a crock pot. And then take those little smokies wrapped in bacon and let them render and let them just cook a little bit more. Man, I tell you what, I made them over the holidays twice. They were gone in less than 5 minutes. I could have made probably a case of them, and they probably would have been gone in 5 minutes.
Seriously, I think Super Bowl Sunday could also be called National Junk Food Day. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking to our friend Chef Philip Dell. He was Nevada Industry Chef of the Year. Chef Philip, you've always seen like the traditional chip and dip as an option for big game or specialized wings with special sauces, you know, just doing a whole spread of nachos or a veggie tray with different dips or the way you cut those up, you can make it creative. You want to do something somewhat healthy-ish, but what other ideas do you have if someone's asking? You need to bring an item for the big game party.
Just get some jalapenos, cut them in half, take a spoon, and scrape out the inside, the membrane, and the seeds. Stuff it with a little bit of cream cheese, maybe season the cream cheese. You could get a chive cream cheese, or you could get some barbecue seasoning and stir it all up, and wrap bacon around that, put them in the oven. Or you can kick it up another notch and take a little barbecue. If you had some barbecue left over from the night before, take that cream cheese mixture, a little bit of the leftover barbecue, wrap your bacon around the piece of jalapeno, put it in the oven, let it roast, or on your grill or in your smoker, let that fat render out, and you have stuffed jalapenos. They're fantastic. You don't have to fry them. You know, everybody always thinks you have to dip them and fry them. You don't have to do that.
This Sunday, there's going to be a lot of big game parties going on, and you're deciding which one to go to. It might be a tough choice. It's fun when you have friends inviting you over, right? But when you have a professional like Chef Philip Dell sharing suggestions, oh, you might be the hit of the party if you actually take his advice. We're talking to Chef Philip Dell today at SOS Radio. What would actually make a Super Bowl party extra special this year? What ideas do you have that most people would never think about?
If you really want to step it up, you can take it to a way other level and get a rack of lamb. You'll want to get the kind that have French bones. That means like the fat and the skin have been scraped from the bones, and they look like lollipops if you slice them. And we call them lolly chops. Season those babies up, grill those over an open fire, or put them in the oven and roast them until it's medium rare or medium, 130, 135 degrees. Perfect. Let it rest, slice it, and they're like butter, man. But I'm telling you, it's something completely unique that you wouldn't normally think of to take to a party. But people like to eat with a handle, you know? That's why people like drumsticks and turkey legs. And, you know, so now you can walk around with a lolly chop in your hand.
Perfect. We're talking to Chef Philip Dell today at SWS Radio. You can connect with him, facebook.com/ChefPhilipDell.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.